welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a health and mindset coach for women with autoimmune disease just like you. I absolutely love helping you tap into your self-healing power, uncover the energetic side of healing, and release limiting beliefs around your body and your life. Think of this podcast as everything you wouldn't hear at your doctor's office. It's a place for empowered souls to move beyond food and heal themselves on a soul level. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin. Welcome. A couple weeks ago, my coach mentioned an interview he listened to between Oprah and Michael Bernard Beckwith, who's the founder of Agape. Curiously, I went and I listened. And of course, my intuition led me to the exact right place. Within the first 4 minutes of this conversation, I had an aha moment. And Michael explained that when everything is coming down on us, it's the best time to ask questions. And I think many of you are probably listening to this podcast because you feel like there's some sort of struggle in your life. Maybe things feel like they're crumbling, that life is hard, that you're at your limit, that you're experiencing stress, or you're just seeking more answers, trying to find support and help. So I think this relates directly to you. And he says, it is universal law that when you ask empowering questions, the universe will answer. So, what's an empowering question? It's a question that seeks answers of greater, deeper meaning. It's when you seek understanding and when your soul grabs the microphone instead of your ego. And some examples that Michael shared of empowering questions are, what's trying to emerge in my life? What is my gift to share? What is my purpose? Why am I here on this planet? Whereas disempowering questions are those that put you in the role of victim, the ones that come out of your mouth saying, why me? How will I pay the rent? How can I stop this pain? And while these are not necessarily bad questions, they are disempowering. And the universe does not always answer these disempowering questions, while it always answers the empowering ones. How many times have you asked the universe, how am I going to get better? How am I going to heal? And received nothing in return? I know I have. I've asked those questions. I've shook my fist and I said, how is this going to get fixed? What's going to fix me? And I've tried to force the answers and to get all the next steps. And I've tapped into my intuition and tried to get all those next steps. And it just doesn't flow. Whereas when I sit down and I write in my journal and I ask, what message is this symptom here to give me? I start to receive this flow of thoughts through my body. Sometimes the universe answers in this way where we can write it all out on the page and channel the energy, and it's like your hand is moving without even you having to worry about what's coming out. It just flows through you. Other times the universe answers through intuitive nudges, dreams, signs, symbols, a book that falls off the shelf. Yet in these tough situations, using the challenge of chronic illness as an example, we often revert to the disempowering questions. We ask, we're more likely to ask, what did I do wrong? Why did this happen to me? Who is to blame for this disease? And your mind will make up all sorts of excuses. I could ask, who's to blame for the celiac disease? Well, obviously my parents, because of what they fed me. Or my mom, because she had a C-section and I didn't get the good bacteria I needed as an infant. Or the universe, because I'm just cursed. Or the food system in the United States for putting so much shit on our food. Does that sound like you guys at all? So I could have asked this, who is to blame for the celiac disease that I have? But instead, what if I asked, what message is this celiac disease here to teach me? And this stance allows me to rise out of the victim mentality. And when I allow myself to really, really listen, I get an empowering answer. I did this right before I jumped on to record, and I asked the question, what message is the celiac disease here to teach me? And this is what I got. Celiac disease is here to wake you up to the broken food system. It's just the first step in drawing your awareness to where food is sourced, how it's made, who made it, how it might have been processed, etc. And now that my eyes are open to all these things, I can make more empowered decisions about all the other foods in my diet as well. That was just the first step. Whoa, right? That is such a different lens to see life through. Not only illness through, but life through. So I want you to take a moment and think about what questions you've been asking in your life lately. Are they empowering or are they disempowering? And I want to share with you something that has been happening very recently in my life lately. My fiance and I have been looking for a cute house up in the mountains to invest in. And we want to rent it out and create a space for me to be able to host retreats for all of you. And we've been so excited. We found the perfect town, this cute mountain town. There's a lake, there's beautiful trails. And then we found the perfect, seemingly perfect, house. And we did a ton of paperwork to get everything in order. Those of you who are homeowners, you probably can relate. It takes a lot of paperwork, lots of meetings, lots of driving back and forth, 4 hours in one day. We went back and forth on the price several times. We negotiated with the owners. We wrote out several contracts. We had dozens of emails back and forth with the bank, the realtor, the seller's realtor, and then our offer got accepted. And we got excited. And then this past Saturday, they were able to break the contract through a loophole. And everything that we had done no longer existed. And this couple just decided that they didn't want to sell their house anymore. It was as simple as that. They just straight up changed their mind. They're like, we don't actually want to sell our house. So here's what could have happened. I could have asked a disempowering question like, why did this have to happen to us? Why did they do this to us? What did I do that I deserve this after all that time and energy I put into all the paperwork, all the driving, yada, yada, yada. But I didn't go anywhere near those questions, and I'll tell you why. Those questions pull me down like an anchor to a lower vibration of being. So instead, I asked the following questions. Well, what did I learn from this experience? How did this experience actually help us grow? Maybe it is helping us create and find a better solution or ask better questions. What if this just created an opening for an even more perfect property to become available to us or gives me more time to focus on other things that need my attention right now? And so it would have been so easy to just pout and to feel sorry for myself. But I don't want to be anchored down by that low vibrational muck. I want to live a fucking fantastic life. And I want to learn from every experience in my life. And so honestly, I really wasn't even that upset. Time is valuable to me, so there was some bits of frustration of all that time. But it wasn't wasted. It wasn't wasted at all. I was able to put, through all these emails back and forth, my entire financial framework, every single cent that is part of my assets, onto a piece of paper. And I have so much clarity on my financial standpoint right now in my life because I had to get it all out. And through that, a lot of money stuff came up. I mean, the lessons go way, way deeper here. That it was a very eye-opening experience. So I see individuals with chronic illness fall into this trap of asking disempowering questions all the time. And those questions lower your vibration. And when you lower your vibration, your organs don't function as effectively. We get energetic blockages or distortions in the body. We feel stressed. We feel overwhelmed. We feel broken, stuck, sick, hopeless. And to heal, something's got to give. Something must change. If you continue to ask the same questions that got you to here, you can't expect those same questions to get you somewhere different. What is that definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You guys have heard that before. So if you ask, why me, or who can I blame? Who could I blame? Who can I blame? That keeps you in a downward spiral. To heal, we must rise out of that muck and start asking the questions that the universe will provide answers to. And ultimately, a lot of times those answers are also very inspiring. This is part of integrating your shadow into your light. Allowing yourself to change, giving yourself permission to change, because again, something's got to give. You can start by asking more empowering questions, my friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I love each and every one of you. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to sit down after listening to this episode today and journal, reflect. What are the questions that I have been asking in my life? And as you reflect over these questions you've been asking yourself or asking the universe, go back in circle. What are the questions that you're going to edit in your life? What are you going to edit them to look like? How are you going to change those questions to become empowering? And I'd love to hear what shifts for you. I'd love to hear what questions you decide to change. Tag me on social media. I'd love to repost and see what is going through all of your minds. And I have one more thing to share with you today. This morning, I opened up the waitlist for my next program. It includes 30 days of energy healing that incorporate guided meditation, vibrational medicine, and deep soul work. So if today's episode resonated with you and you're feeling the urge to create really deep change in your life, starting with those empowering questions, then sign up for the waitlist. This program is called the Healing Activation Portal, and we are going to go through these 30 days of transformation together. I hope you will join me. The waitlist is open. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you next time.